A look at shadow and color. This tiny exercise still relies on reference images positioned over the entire canvas. But first, we create line art. It's not exactly necessary, but it takes no effort, it is fun, and it is an excellent lesson. And then a shadow layer, which will require colorization later on. Follow something like the Marco Bucci stylization tutorial, and possibly add one or two of Ross Tran's 5 tips, or any tutorial on semi or high realism that deals with shadows that require color glazing. This simple technique touches upon more traditional steps. It is not as stable as working with photo reference directly and may cause getting stuck, like I did, with the colors taking too long to finish before I had to sit down to my poem. All the steps and shadow glazing tutorials, or working with value, as it is usually called, we'll touch upon most of the concepts in art. Color glazing is also used in oil painting, so it's a neat introduction to topics outside of digital painting. The art challenge that I answered here presented only a black and white photo, so it is very interesting to try to color it, but there's no way to be sure if the colors are correct. I left the nose an unusual color, as I wish to depart from realism here, adding unusual light and possibly an oil painting texture. Rather than making color more realistic, I will try to create a new color theme. If I had to create a realistic skin tone, though, I would just use colors from a similar photo. It's very hard to match it all together, though it gets easier as you practice more and more. This is perhaps the best example of how art comes with its own teacher. If you just stretch a reference image over your entire canvas, create line art based on that, and use it to check if your shadows are correct, you are slowly, step by step, exploring a more traditional way of creating art. It is very hard to get stuck here, as the reference image is always nearby, always there to help you. So you are always moving forward, and each step is always fascinating to explore. What you may not be noticing is that with each time you paint eyes or nose or lips, successfully, without ever getting stuck, you are memorizing their structure in a way that is similar to how you memorize a new city that you just moved into. Art is automatically guiding you to learn more and more until you become a master. We are all artists, and art is a huge part of our heart.